Progress Test 1. Listening. Listen to the interview with Alicia Chavez, an expert in news media and new technology. Choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, to the questions below. You will hear the interview twice.
Thank you for joining us, Ms. Chavez.
I'm happy to be here.
I'd like to discuss the changing newspaper business. Every day, more people use the internet for news and information. Are newspaper sales going down?
Yes, they are.
So, is this the end for newspapers? Will the internet replace newspapers in the next few years?
I don't think so. In the past, newspapers were an easy business. They had steady revenues and they were simple to manage. Now, sales are generally down, so business is harder. But this isn't a problem, it's a challenge. Newspapers need to change.
OK. How should they change?
Newspapers make money through advertising, so if there's a problem with money, that's what they need to think about. In fact, most newspapers are already on the internet, and that's good. It means that newspapers are already changing. Newspapers need to understand this. People now use their phones, their mobile devices, all kinds of different ways to get information. Newspapers need to learn to advertise using all kinds of technology.
I see. So newspapers need to understand technology and understand how people use it.
Exactly.
People are used to paying for a newspaper. Are they happy to pay for online content? Can't newspapers just sell news online?
I don't think so. People can get so much news and information on the internet for free. Who would want to pay? Well, the newspapers can try this, but I think online content will be paid for by advertising. Paying a subscription for online content works for a small number of businesses, but it won't work for most newspapers.
Newspapers have been around for a long time. Do you really think they have a future?
Of course they do. When television was invented, people said newspapers and the cinema were finished. We still have newspapers, TV, the cinema, and now the internet. Personal DVD players, iPods. Newspapers will change, but they won't die.
Alicia Chavez, thank you very much. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Chavez.
I'm happy to be here.
I'd like to discuss the changing newspaper business. Every day, more people use the internet for news and information. Are newspaper sales going down?
Yes, they are.
So, is this the end for newspapers? Will the internet replace newspapers in the next few years?
I don't think so. In the past, newspapers were an easy business. They had steady revenues and they were simple to manage. Now, sales are generally down, so business is harder. But this isn't a problem, it's a challenge. Newspapers need to change.
OK. How should they change?
Newspapers make money through advertising, so if there's a problem with money, that's what they need to think about. In fact, most newspapers are already on the internet, and that's good. It means that newspapers are already changing. Newspapers need to understand this. People now use their phones, their mobile devices, all kinds of different ways to get information. Newspapers need to learn to advertise using all kinds of technology.
I see. So newspapers need to understand technology and understand how people use it.
Exactly.
People are used to paying for a newspaper. Are they happy to pay for online content? Can't newspapers just sell news online?
I don't think so. People can get so much news and information on the internet for free. Who would want to pay? Well, the newspapers can try this, but I think online content will be paid for by advertising. Paying a subscription for online content works for a small number of businesses, but it won't work for most newspapers.
Newspapers have been around for a long time. Do you really think they have a future?
Of course they do. When television was invented, people said newspapers and the cinema were finished. We still have newspapers, TV, the cinema, and now the internet. Personal DVD players, iPods. Newspapers will change, but they won't die.
Alicia Chavez, thank you very much.